Hello, everybody. Welcome to the MTG Place Podcast. I'm your host, Corey, and with me, like always, is James. How's it going, James?
Doing good. How are y'all doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I was sick for a while, so I was dealing with that, and then I was playing in a lot of Magic events and stuff. Did some Vintage Cube, won that in person. We did
nice.
The... What's the set out now? I can't even remember.
That one.
Did that draft. I got second in that. And then we did the...
Yeah, we've done a couple of those.
The Brothers War draft.
Yeah.
And I was like third in that. So top nice. Three every time. So that's good.
Heck yeah. I did. What was the draft I did with you guys? Was that Bro War?
Yeah, that was Bro Brothers War, yeah.
I actually didn't do too bad. Granted, I got a buy, so that helped a lot.
Yeah.
But like, I built a totally, like, I thought it was a total jank deck, but it actually ended up performing not too badly, considering that it had way too many spells in it.
Yeah, the Vintage Cube I won just playing Mono Red. So.
Well, I mean, Mono Red just wins. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Especially
like,
that kind of
fun. I was Mono Red and I splashed for Red and Six. So
yeah,
I splashed green for Ren and Six because I had Strip Mine. So there was two games where I infinite Strip Mined them. So they
oh
lost the
god,
game.
That's just
I had nothing on play card.
Yeah, I love. Yeah, that's the good old. You may as well be playing blue because you're taking away the fun. That's what blue does. But you're playing red green.
Well, hey, that's Vintage Cube, right? I was like, I'm just gonna be mean. Yeah. I don't care.
That usually is Vintage Cube is who has the meaner deck usually.
Yeah.
Wins.
First up, we got awesome. A couple ways to support our podcast here. The first one is TCG Player. We have an affiliate link. You're probably going to want to buy some of the cards, maybe pre-order some of the stuff we're going to talk about today. And you can do that using the affiliate link in the show notes. It's also on our website, mtgplace.net. It's also in our Discord. If you're not in our Discord, you can go ahead and join that. You can hang out with us, talk to us, say hey. It's completely free to join that. There's a link in the show notes and on mtgplace.net as well. Secondly, we have a Patreon where you can support us directly. You can get cool things. We just revamped the tier levels. We got cool things where you can hang out and talk to us in a private chat room. You can play Commander games with us. We're trying to currently working on. We just put a teaser trailer on YouTube. So if you're not subbed on YouTube, follow that. We're going to be putting out some gameplay content soon.
Yeah, definitely trying to get schedules figured out to do that because we're hella busy.
Yeah,
makes it a little hard, but we're doing our best.
And then the last way is now if you don't want to deal with Patreon or whatever, you can now, and you're in our Discord or you want to join our Discord, go ahead. Now at the very top, there is a server subscription button. You can click that and you can sign up that way as well to play Commander games
awesome.
And stuff.
Yeah, those Commander games can be pretty wild sometimes, so especially with this playgroup.
So today we're going to talk about some Magic news, and then we're going to quiz James about some random stuff after that, but...
Oh, yay.
The first thing up with the news we missed. So MagicCon Philly was last weekend. Lots of news came out of that. Lots of previews. So we're going to be talking about a lot of that. Anyone who went to it, I heard it was a blast. The Pro Tour was back. LSV was playing
awesome.
That and talking about that
nice,
on this podcast.
Nice.
They'll have the Pro Tour will be coming at the same time as MagicCon in Minneapolis, and we will both be at that one. So
we will be there, yes.
If you see us, you can come say hi.
Wave. Whatever.
Don't know what the main event's going to be yet, but I'm assuming it's going to be limited or modern, probably. That's what
it's usually what it's been in the past.
It's been. If it's limited, I'll definitely be playing in the main event.
Yeah. I don't really have a modern deck at the moment, so that would be a little hard for me to do, but limited, sure. That I can do.
Other thing is the Pro Tour, depending on what the Pro Tour is, I might have to play some Pro Tour qualifiers to try and get into it so I can play in the one that's here.
Nice. Maybe you'll actually make day two this time?
Yeah, maybe. Right. I made day two once now on Arena.
Yeah, at least did it one time. You gotta do it
just
in
haven't
person.
Done it in person, though. Yeah. All the one-day tournaments, though, are the ones that I win. It's like the pre-release of like the, you know, the local
right.
star things. I do really well at those. All right, so let's see. One of the first things they just recently announced, this actually was yesterday, I think it looks like. They announced that Command Fest is coming back, kicking off in April during the same weekend of the pre-release for March of the Machine, which is April 14th to 16th. The Command Fest is going to be in Richmond, Virginia, hosted by Star City, Indianapolis, Indiana, hosted by Pastimes, Orlando, Florida, hosted by Cool Stuff, Seattle, Washington, hosted by Laughing Dragon. Both will feature a promo Sol Ring that kind of looks like Thanos' gauntlet and a promo Path of Ancestry that also looks pretty sweet.
Yeah. That does like very... Oh, you mean Arcane Signet, not Sol Ring.
Isn't that... Oh, yeah, Arcane Signet.
Yeah.
It looks like a...
No. I mean, it's similar enough, right? It is really cool. Like, that art's awesome, for sure. The Path of Ancestry is like, holy hella trippy looking. So
that, yeah, and what's cool is they said they will be doing the pre-release at the Command Fest, so you can play the pre-release and Commander the same event. So you can go to Command Fest and still do the pre-release, you don't have to pick.
That's nice, because I'd honestly want to do both.
Right. Personally. So now you can play in a pre-release event at Command Fest. So.
Yeah.
And then also they're doing a local game store click wheel promo for Phyrexia All Will Be One. Starting March 3rd, just 2 days from when we're recording this, you get a Phyrexian click wheel if you spend $75 or more on that sealed Magic the Gathering products at your local game store.
Actually looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
These kind of life counters I've always thought are really interesting.
Yeah, so just like go to your store and pre-order the next Magic set or something, or buy a box and get a click-free quick wheel.
Yeah.
Next thing they did at Magic Philadelphia, MagicCon Philadelphia, is they previewed Lord of the Rings, which is coming this summer.
We're definitely all about that. 100%.
And we are all pumped about that. It looks sweet.
Yes.
I'm hoping it's cool.
I really think this is something that they really don't have to try to make good. Like, this is just literally, here you go. Here's a good set. Like, come on. This has to be awesome.
They did say that this will be a little bit different than most of the Universe Beyond sets, in that this will not be reprinted in a normal Magic thing. So this is going to be one of those sets that a lot of the cards are probably going to skyrocket, because they won't reprint it unless they get the rights to do so from Lord of the Rings again.
Yeah, that makes sense. Unfortunately.
And so it says they are doing, it's going to be a modern legal set, so not standard. So modern and eternal formats. But they're doing Lord of the Rings Tales of Middle-earth, is the set with a draft, set, collector, and jumpstart boosters, commander decks, and a starter kit, and a bundle and gift bundle, scene boxes, and a secret lair.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and they're going to launch in June 2023, and then looks like they're going to reprint another launch in November of 2023.
So if you want these cards, definitely plan on those dates, because these are probably going to go fast if it's only one printing, unfortunately.
Starter decks are coming back. We haven't seen those in a while.
No, we have not.
They've been just like Planeswalker decks, but this is like the old, remember you got two decks and you could battle each other back when, that's when we started the Train Door.
This was like Starter 1999 or whatever it was.
Yeah, so they're doing that type of thing again, but you're getting two decks that are themed upon Lord of the Rings. So that'll be cool.
That's sick. Yeah.
Looks like it's gonna be one awesome. Of them will be white-green and one of them will be black-red. So
nice.
And they're going to do a Lord of the Rings Jumpstart Packs with five unique themes. They're going to do the pre-release pack, obviously, for the pre-releases, draft boosters, so you can draft it. That's what I want to do.
Yep.
Set boosters for all of us that open opening packs, collectors boosters, bundles, gift bundles. It's also coming to Arena, all the same cards as the tabletop release. The set on Arena will be legal in Alchemy and Historic.
Nice.
And receive a full release, including pre-order, mastery pass, and cosmetics.
That might be the easier way to get it, honestly. As Arena.
Yeah, and then there's going to be 4 commander decks released with it, too.
Nice.
And a secret lair draw, and some new thing called a scene box at some point.
I'm guessing it has to do with like some art or something, maybe.
Yeah, so we're going to get on the first look, so a couple more cards spoiled on March 14th. And then they're going to start debuting all the spoilers on May 30th. The pre-release is June 16th. This one will be released on Arena first on the 20th, and then Tabletop the 23rd. And then it looks like they're going to do a holiday reprint release on November 3rd.
Yeah.
So I'm pumped for this set. I really hope they don't mess it up, because I want it to be awesome.
I feel like it's almost impossible for them to mess it up at this point. Like, it's MTG and Lord of the Rings, like two huge like fantasy based like, you know, titles coming together in a beautiful marriage. It's like, yeah, this I will be very surprised if this is not like a good set. Like, this should be amazing. And I've honestly been looking forward to this ever since they announced it. So, yeah.
Yeah, then
that was a long time ago.
Another thing they announced is that the Master set this year is going to be Commander's Masters, arriving August 4th. And they showed off some spoilers here. So the first one is Jeweled Lotus is going to be reprinted in that a Frame Break Borderless version and a foil etched version that both look super cool.
Yes, definitely.
Also, my $100 commander, the Ur-Dragon, will be reprinted in that.
Nice. it's probably going to go down a bit in price.
It's a needed reprint, though.
Yeah, right? It is very
and
needed.
It's got the original artwork version. Then they have a profile Borderless Ur-Dragon, which it looks okay. Yeah. But then they have a foil-etched one, which is really
Which cool. is pretty bonkers looking, let's be real. I love foil. The foil-etched cards are all really good, so...
And then they also showed that they're going to reprint Capture of Jing Zhao, which is 5 mana, take an extra turn.
Nice.
And there will be a few commander decks reprinted. 4 pre-constructed commander decks. So there's an Enchantress white-black-green deck, a colorless Eldrazi deck, a Planeswalker party deck that's white-blue-red, a Sliver deck that's all 5 colors.
Ooh.
So got
Silver Queen there cool. and stuff.
Yeah. Slivers.
Nice. I mean, Slivers. Yeah, I have to play against that. No, so, okay. Speaking of that, I played against Commander against this guy once. He literally had his commander as the old school Elish Norn because he had a friend who played Slivers. So he literally just played Elish Norn against them. Because that was the only way he could beat the stupid deck. It's like, yeah, that makes sense. It's like, yeah, your Slivers don't do much when they're -2/-2 and dead.
That's an expensive commander.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and they're going to have set boosters, draft boosters, collector boosters with that. That's Commander Masters. Our first look will be in May. And the store preview, so like pre-release events, will be July 28th through 30th. And the launch will be August 4th. So I'm pumped for that, too.
Almost my birthday. Let's go. Birthday launch.
Yeah, get some Commander Masters for your birthday.
Yeah.
And then we got a first look at the next set. We got a first look at the next set coming out here. March of the Machine.
What's his name? That's not Tezzeret. That's is that Tezzeret? Jinkataxis. That's
yeah. So they got a flip Jinkataxis card that they showed off here that flips into a Saga, which is interesting. And the new card Breach the Multiverse. They also are showed off that they're going to be combining some creatures. I don't know how I feel about this. I'm like, either A, they're trying to just push the power level, or B, they're just running out of ideas and combining two guys. But like
some
Thalia...
of these, this one is stupid. Okay, Thalia and the Jitrog.
Yeah, and Gitrog.
Okay, these are already ridiculously good on their own.
It's just those two monsters combined together, basically. You get a 4-4
And it's exactly
touch.
What you think they would do.
Yeah, play an extra land. Creatures and non-base except are tapped. We're going to attack, sack a land, draw a card. Like, so good.
It's like literally the new Thalia and then the freaking Dotrog monster.
And Gitrog, yeah. And then yeah, we got Yargle and Multani. It's just a, you know, 6-mana, 18/6.
Yeah, like, okay.
Vanilla. Like, that one I'm not too worried about. I'm like, okay, it's a huge creature, fine. But
yeah,
it's 6-mana, okay. You know.
Like, that one's not as big, but the freaking, like, just the text in this Thalia one is just, that's so much stuff. Like, really? Mm. And it costs 4!
I know.
It costs 4.
Yep.
Like,
Which is one more than Thalia and one less than Gitrog.
Yeah. So you're getting best of both worlds, honestly. So, yeah, we'll see how this goes, I guess.
They also showed a new Heliod that's going to flip, and then they decided to go ahead and do it and make a Omneth that's all 5 colors, with the black being a Phyrexian black.
Yeah.
So that'll be cool.
That's actually pretty cool. I think this looks very interesting.
Yeah, and it's got the, you know, Omneth ability that your mana becomes a different, just doesn't empty, but it becomes black instead.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
You can get some card draw off of it on your pre-combat main. But you need 3 or more colored mana symbols in its cost, so you're going to have to play a specific deck that's playing like multicolored cards. But so that's coming out March 16th. Here is the story. And March 29th is the cinematic debut. Card previews will be the 29th through April 4th. The complete card image gallery will be done on the 5th, so that's probably around the time we'll be doing our set review.
Yep, sounds like it's coming pretty quickly.
Pre-release will be April 14th, and the release is April 21st. I'm pumped.
Yeah.
March of the Machine looks kind of cool. Power levels are going to be pushed. I'm wondering how many cards
are going
to be
too
obsolete
broken
after this, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll find out, I guess.
Then they just announced the Winter Super Drop going on now for the next 25 days. They have a showcase, all will be one complete edition. That's some completed foils, Phyrexian foils of, it's hard for me to see the cards here. Gliss of the Traitor, Ennery the Corrupted, Plague Engineer, Phyrexian Crusader, and Phyrexian Unlife.
Nice.
We have the Phyrexian Favorites in foil, which is Blighted Agent, Kirik, Glistener Elf, Batterskull, and Inknaw Moth in foil and Phyrexian text. It looks really sick, honestly.
Sweet. Yeah, for sure.
Especially that Batterskull. Like,
sexy. I mean, that is a card I run. So, I was a fan to get new art of stuff I have.
They got the Draw Your Hand one, which is a poster artwork of Eldrazi, Conscription, Deafening Silence, Counterbalance, and Bruna. They have snakes. What's in the snakes one here? Hex Drinker, Lotus Cobra, Shishiro the Anointed, Ice Fang Codal, and Stone Coil Serpent.
Yes. Ben will like that, I'm sure. For his,
yeah,
he's always been a big fan of snakes, yeah.
Get the 90s binder experience, or it's all colorful 90s. Got Alms Collector, Crested Sunmare, Goreclaw, Rinnan Siri, Exotic Orchard. We got City Styles, which is Sakashima, Master Girl, Azusa, Tesa, and Paradise Mantle. And the Artist Series, Sam Burley, which is Braid of Fire, Koth, Master of the Wild Hunt, and Karthus.
Classic stuff there, for sure.
And you can buy them all for $400.
Woof. That's a lot of
That's money. Everything foil and non-foil, I'm pretty sure. Everything non-foil looks like it's $150, and everything foil is $250.
Right.
Or you could buy an individual one for $30 to $50.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Would you buy any
of these? Not bad at all. I mean,
for me, if I bought one, it'd be the Phyrexian one. Looks the coolest to me. But
yeah, the Phyrexian one looks pretty nice. I do use some of these cards, so you know, the '90s one's kind of cool too. To be honest, like that's that art.
Yeah, really if cool. you need the cards, use the cards. Want the artwork? You know, yeah. It's worth the purchase. I haven't looked into the statistics of what all these cards are actually valued, so I'm sure the right. professor will do that and tell you if it's A or B grade or not. But
yeah, he's always good about.
I'm pretty sure the Phyrexian favorites is worth it because I'm pretty sure like Batterskull, Inkmoth, and Kirk is probably the $30 right there.
Oh
and
yeah,
and then you're getting easily. Blighted Agent and the other thing, which are probably like 5 cents, but getting a cool Phyrexian art on it.
Yeah, yeah, there's some fun stuff in here for sure.
All right, so now let's go on to the main topic here. Let's see if we can test your knowledge a little bit, James, here.
Oh, boy. Okay.
All right, so what do you think are the top 5 cards played in Commander in the most decks, according to EDH Rec stats? So that means people that actually put their deck on Moxfield or an EDH Rec or a site that EDH
Not just Rec someone who has their kitchen tabletop deck who doesn't know what they're doing. Okay, so generally... So this is any card at all in a Commander deck. So Arcane Signet's got to be up there.
That's number 2 at 66% of decks.
Soul Ring's got to be up there.
That's number 1 at 84%. So that's the first two.
I mean, of course, they're all going to be like mana rocks. Well,
for people that don't know, why are those two the best? Like, why are they?
Well, okay. First of all, so we all know what the power 9 is in Magic, right? Well, Soul Ring's basically the power 10 card. It may as well be in the power 9. It's literally 1 mana for 2. Come on. Do I have to say anything more?
You get 2 mana every turn.
Yeah, it's granted it's colorless, but still, it's 2 freaking mana for 1. And then Arcane Signet is pretty much kind of similar, or well, I guess it's like the old signets, but it's for any color, which is also very good.
Right, so 2 mana. It's a 2 mana rock, and you can just keep tapping mana of any color.
Okay, so yeah, those make sense. So the other 3. Those are like kind of the obvious ones. Let's see here.
So now it's the other 3.
It's like, what's like the most popular? It's got to be some kind of like board wipe or something, I would think. Like, Wrath of God? Is that up there?
No, it's not Wrath of God. I'm trying to see if it's even on this list.
It might be too vanilla, honestly.
If it is, it's below the top like 50.
Fair enough. I'm trying to think, like, what's like bonkers and Commander that people... How about Omniscience? I don't know how many decks run that, but...
No, that's not on here. Well, it's not
on Wincon, but...
you're thinking a little bit too narrow, I think. You need to think of something that's just a generally good
card. Yeah, I know. That's generally good, and it's probably colorless or something like that, too, so multiple decks can run it.
It's actually the next 3 are monocolored, but...
Oh, okay. Swords?
Yeah, Swords of Plowshares is number 3.
Okay, that makes sense.
One white exile creature. It's very good. Set of decks. Yep.
Is Path up there too? Because Path is basically the same thing.
Path is the 7th most played, so it's close, so but close. It's not in the top 5.
Close enough. Okay, so they're monocolored. So then it's got to be something like, how about like Rampant Growth, like some kind of land fetch?
Yeah, Cultivate is number 4.
Okay.
Rampant Growth is 6, and Kodama's Reach is like 9. So like,
Kodama's Reach is literally Cultivate. It's the same thing. Just in Kamigawa.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm missing 1.
That's at 49% of decks, so ramp spells.
Yeah. Ramp's good. Like, if you have green, you're ramping, obviously.
This one's a little bit surprising to me because I didn't think it would be this high, but...
Okay.
But it is a good card.
Is it something like Cloud Shift or something like that? Or like Flicker Wisp or something like that?
Nope. It's another monocolor, and it's not the 2 colors you already guessed.
Okay, so something else. Bolt?
Nope. That's a good guess, though. But it's not.
Yeah, that's a good red card, I guess. Deathrite's not mono. I don't even know. Is that even legal in Commander?
Yeah, it's, I played it.
I think it was banned for a bit, but
it's banned in Modern, I think.
Yeah.
And Legacy.
Right. Greed? Greed's good.
Greed is a good card, but not in the top five.
Especially in Commander. I'm not sure what the last one would be.
It's a blue card.
It's a blue Brainstorm?
Nope.
Or Ponder?
Nope, something another like good blue card, though.
Yeah.
It's a little more old school than that.
Is it like Counterspell?
Yeah, it's Counterspell.
Okay, yeah.
That's what I was like, really? Counterspell? Like, because I guess a lot of
people like countering stuff.
And 43% attacks. And then after that is Beast Within, so more removal.
Yeah, gotta have the removal.
Obviously Swords is because removal for cheap.
Yeah,
because
very cheap.
Ramps, and you want me to ramp in that.
And you get two as well for three, which is also good.
And Counterspell, because it's another removal spell for blue. You just stop.
That's a classic blue card, too.
All right, so you easily got, you know, three out of the five. Got four, technically. All right, let's see here. All right, now let's see if you can guess the top five most played commanders within the last 2 years, basically, in EDH.
All right. I definitely have a guess of, like, one of them. Frickin' Derevi. Is that up there? That's got to be up there.
It's currently not in the top 50.
Wow, I'm surprised. It's like the commander that never goes away because it always
has
four.
It used to be the saltiest one.
What are the biggest decks, I wonder? Is Riss up there? I know Riss is really good. I play him.
Riss is not in the top 20.
Okay. Brago?
Brago is not in the top 20 either.
Scion?
No, but you're kind of close with the theme.
Getting close. Ur-Dragon?
Yeah, Ur-Dragon's number four.
Okay. Yeah. Ur-Dragon's
13,968 decks. Almost.
Holy crap! That's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, your dragon's obviously very good archetype.
So dragon's very popular archetype. Yeah. Yes.
How about Nekusar? How popular is he right now? Not so much, apparently.
Yeah. Not. Oh, here he is. He's 31st.
Okay. A little low. Top 50, I guess.
Yeah.
God. If they're all like newer ones, I'm not going to know them as well. I only know like the older school.
There is one more older one. And then three newer ones.
Right. Those ones I might not get. Let's see.
Newish. Like, it's not super new. But
well, yeah. I get what you're saying.
But they're at least, they're within 2 years old. Like.
How about Zedru? Is that still around? That was a thing for a while. I freaking hated playing against that deck too. Ugh.
Not in the top, that one's like 50.
Yeah, that one's a little more niche. I'm not surprised.
I feel like the best one you should know because like, although our play group does not play it, but every single time you go to someone else's play group, someone has this commander.
Fair enough. let's see here.
We actually have three of these of these top five in our play group.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah.
How about Kakusho? No. How popular is that one? Not so much. Can that be a commander? I can't remember.
It can now, but
it can
the,
now.
Kurik is more popular at Frank 40.
Gotcha. I'm sure it's not a mine. None of mine are really that popular.
It's more than one color, so it's a multicolored card.
Right.
All of them are multicolored. The number four was five colors.
That doesn't surprise me. Trying to think, like, what, like, artifact. This is probably something to do with artifacts. Like, what runs that well? Boy, this is harder than I thought it was going to be.
Okay, well, the number one commander is four colors. It's a four-color card.
I see.
And there's only a handful of commanders that are four colors.
I'm trying to think, like, what even is four colors?
It's an OPS card, dude.
Drawing a blank, honestly. Is that a are any of them planeswalkers?
No.
Okay, they're all creatures.
You might play planeswalkers in the number one commander deck.
Right. Is it like a chroma or something? Or no, that's
monocolor.
Yeah. God, I can't think of it right now.
So the number one is Atraxa.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, 20,000 decks. Like, obviously, it's fucking busted.
I couldn't think of the name of it.
And then the next one, I have this deck. I don't know if you'll guess it or not, because I've only played it a couple times.
Mm-hmm. Is it the freaking keyword? No, the keywords one's not that popular. It can't be that one.
No, it's Lathril, the elves deck.
Oh, the elves. Okay,
the black green elves. And then a popular one that none of our playgroup has, but it's the Ninjutsu commander, Yuriko, and then Ur Dragon. And then it's the other one I have that I've only played like two times. And it's Zombie Tribal, the Wilhelm, the Rock Cleaver. So you got Ur Dragon.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten those other ones.
All of those are almost 14,000 decks, right? And then Kenrith is a close sixth. Edgar Markov is a really close seventh. Prosper is eighth. That's the impulse drawing black red. Ishin, the new card from Kamigawa, where you get double attack triggers.
Oh, yeah, that card was really good.
And Degenerate Korvold is 10th.
Yeah. A lot of newer cards, for sure. Like, I'm more of an old school guy, so I don't really know the new ones as well. But
yeah, but I mean, Atraxa's an old card.
Atraxa's older. It's not like old, but.
The first printing was a while ago now. But yeah. Okay, so you got one of those. You got four of the most played. So let's see if you can guess the top five themes of decks.
Okay. Well, artifacts, I'm guessing.
Yeah, artifacts is number
That's
one.
That's huge.
83,000 decks.
There's so many ways you can win with artifacts. Like, so many ways. Like, just play Steel by itself. It's so good. It just gets steamrolled by a Infect. Infect, that's a whole other one. That's basically artifacts, too. Infect might even be its own category. Is that one?
Infect is not in the top five.
Okay.
It is a theme, though.
Yeah. That was a thing for a while.
So we got number one, artifacts. Got that one.
Yep. Not surprised. Okay, so let's see here. So what other, like, archetypes or themes do we have? Do we have zombies?
Zombies is not in the top five, but it's number, looks like,
up there, I'm sure.
20th. Yeah.
How about elves? Elves not up there either? I'm actually kind of surprised.
Elves is lower. I think it's just tribal. All tribal in general, I think, is classified as the same.
How about dragons?
No, like, just stop guessing tribal. Like, I think that's
they're all one
thing, yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes it harder.
So you got artifacts.
Artifacts. How about Super Friends? Is that a deck?
It is a deck.
Not as high.
It's like 14th, 13th.
13th. Okay, that's respectable, I guess. Control. Is that a? or like miracles or something like that.
Yeah, control slash spell slingers. It's 7th.
Okay, that's up there. Not quite. Is there like a lands one, like land still or something? Is that a commander deck?
Lands is 9th.
Okay. So no, that's a freaking whatchamacallit, a legacy deck.
Mm-hmm.
How about like equipment or that
equipment? Equipment is 4.
Oh, okay, it is 1. Nice. Okay, like that could be artifacts, but
so artifacts and equipment. Yeah, there's enough different cards and equipment that they classify as separate, and so there's 83,000 artifact decks and 50,000 equipment decks.
Jesus Christ.
So between the two, you're going to have
a lot of artifacts. This is why artifact removal is very popular in Commander, because a lot of people use them. A lot. All right, let's see here. How about something like 12 post or cloud post or something like that?
Yeah, cloud post is...
Or like Tron.
It's on the list, but it's not in the top 5.
Okay. I don't know if Tron would count on that.
Too. I think Tron counts as lands.
Yeah, that's lands. What else is there? Burn?
Yeah, they have like the burn drain sack deck is like 10.
Okay. And then there's I was just thinking of one too. I just slipped my mind. Mill or like millstone, something like that.
Yeah, mill is like 18.
Granted, that's harder to do in Commander, but it is possible. Well, what's that like draw your whole deck win con? That's a thing.
Wheels, that's 9.
Okay. I'm getting like the top 10 here. I'm not.
I know you're hitting the top 10 most of the time. You're just not hitting the top 5. So you got 1 is artifacts. 4 is equipment.
Is there like some kind of like big
between? Okay, in our play group, we have like these 3 themes.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
That you're missing. Let's see.
I don't know, like big mean green trample your face. That's, I don't know if that counts as tribal or what that counts as, but
I mean they have like legends deck that's 15.
Okay. Oh God, is there some kind of like what else? Themes. Is there like suspend? That's a thing.
It's a thing. Everything? Not in the top 30.
Okay, that's more rare. I've played against that before, so. Oh, let's see. There's like that stupid Miojin combo, or just combo in general. That's one, right? Or Storm combo.
Blow up all they have a couple different ones. Like Pod. Like birthing pod combo decks, and then like stuff like that. That's 10.
Okay.
Or 11, actually.
But omniscience. That's
just like the same thing.
Yeah, that's technically like a combo, I guess. Boy, vehicles. Is that its own thing?
It is, but it's like number.
Yeah, I feel like that's low, though.
20.
Yeah. I feel like that's not... I mean, recently there's been some good ones for that, but it's...
You literally haven't even... You haven't even guessed, like, decks that you have.
Oh, tokens?
Tokens is 7.
Okay, well, that's closer. like prison effect decks.
Yeah, pillow fort. That's
pillow fort.
In here, not in the top 20.
Oh yeah, group hug. That's one. That's a big one.
Not in the top 20.
hate bears.
Not in the top.
Are you serious?
People don't like playing against that. I think that's why.
Well, no, I don't either. I don't blame them. Those ticks are not fun to play against. They're fun to play, sure, but...
What goes along with tokens?
Just creature-based decks.
I know, but what do you do like with the creatures?
Pump? Devour.
Yeah, well, what does Devour do?
It makes...
It puts one counters on things.
Oh, yeah, counters. Okay, yeah.
So that's number five is one counters.
Okay. So you got kind of the same thing as tokens, let's be real. But
okay. That's what I said. It's technically different, though. So there's 50,000 of those decks.
So I'm not surprised.
You got the number two and number three card. I have the number three deck, and Mitch has the number two deck.
Okay, so it's like sacrifice?
Aristocrat, like that's
Crest, yeah, okay.
But what happens when you sack to Aristocrat?
Gain life. Life gain.
Yeah, so life gain is number two.
Got it.
And number three is a deck that I have.
Oh, God.
It's specific. It's a specific niche of token.
Niche token. Is it like... What do you have? You have dragons. You have like sack outlets. You have like the keywords one that there's no way people are playing that. That deck is rare. What else do you need? You have too many decks. I don't know.
Treasure tokens.
Oh, treasure tokens. Okay. Number three. Yeah. Like clues or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, treasure tokens, the ones that make mana.
Yeah.
Like Corvo and shit like that.
That makes sense. That was actually kind of hard. I'm like, wow, there's a lot of like different things this could be.
I mean, you got the first, you got the number one, so.
Yeah, well, that one to me was pretty obvious just because, like I said, there's artifacts are so versatile. There's so many ways you can win with them. It's just kind of obvious. I'm honestly surprised equipment was considered its own, like, name.
So you've done the best on just, like, most played cards, which is interesting. Because I figured that would be the one you do the worst on.
Fair enough.
So now, what is the top five saltiest cards as of 2021?
Oh, boy. Just individual cards or, like, card types?
Individual cards that people don't like playing against.
Okay.
Or you get salty when it is played against you.
So, Omniscience?
Not in the top five, but it's in the top 30, I think.
Derevi?
That used to be in there, but
I was like my saltiest card.
In the most recent survey, it's not.
Okay.
The last time I looked at this list, it was in there, but it's not in the most because it's based on.
I feel like that one's kind of fallen off. Like it used to be way up there. Like everybody was playing it back in the day. What does everybody hate playing against? Counter magic of some kind.
You gotta name a card, a specific card. Okay.
Counterspell? I mean that one's kinda too like vanilla. It's gotta be something like
Fluster Storm. Yeah, people don't give a shit about actual counterspell.
Like Fluster Storm what else is there that like does.
I mean
like,
the first counterspell on the list is like number 20, and that's Fierce Guardianship.
Okay.
So it's worse than a counterspell. Like, because people are just like, whatever. Well, because it's free, that's why.
Okay.
It's a free counterspell. But.
Okay. let's see here. Craterhoof?
No.
Okay. Blightsteel.
I feel like that should be on the list, but it's not.
I feel like it's got to be something like that, because that's just an instant win that you can't do anything against. Like, that's stupid.
It's on here, but, like, way towards the bottom.
I'm surprised. Okay. Something like
that. It's more like it's a card that, like, basically makes it so you can't play the game.
Right. So, like, propaganda. Like, propaganda or... Ristic Study. Fuck that card.
Ristic Study is 19 or 18th.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't make you not play the game, but yes, it lets them draw a million freaking cards. It's stupid. It's so powerful. Let's see. Oh, it would have been Iona, but she's banned now. That was a stupid card.
It's something along that line, so yeah.
Yeah. She's rightfully so banned, too. Let's see. God, man, I couldn't name a single one. Like, this is rough.
Honestly, in our playgroup, I think we only play one, maybe two of these cards ever. Which
is probably a good thing.
Yeah. The one card we play that's number 5th, we used to play a lot, but we don't anymore that much.
It's something like Deadeye Navigator or something like that? Because that gives you like the
infinite mana. No. I mean, Bethesda's Oracle 7th, the wind con off that.
Mm-hmm. Or, yeah. What doesn't allow you to like play your shit?
There's 2 blue cards in the top 5, a green card, and 2 artifacts.
It doesn't surprise me the blue would be up there. it's not propaganda. It's claustrophobia.
No.
Is that the one that like only lets you play something?
Worse than that.
God. What's the Meek Stone? That's when we can only play like what, 3 or less.
Worse than that.
I was trying to think of what all like those cards are. They're just awful. Elephant Grass, that just makes you not attack though. Let's see what
costs 2 mana. The first 2 cost 2 mana.
Is it Counterbalance?
No.
Okay. That one's done with top. Oh, it's top up there? Top
is not a
salty card.
But yeah, top is annoying to play against.
It's annoying and hard to defeat. Oh my god. I can't believe I'm struggling as much with this.
They're more like legacy cards that if you played them in Commander.
Right, yeah. I mean, yeah, they're all like the older ones, obviously.
Yeah. Well, there's one new age, but...
Chalice?
No, but Chalice is a good guess.
Yeah. I mean, that's more legacy anyway. Because really in Commander, you don't care as much. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay, so number 1 is Stasis.
Okay.
Fuck that card. Okay. Player's Stone on tap.
Yeah, that's rough. I can't say I've really played against it that much, so that's not really one that I thought
two,
of. But,
two
yeah.
We've played in our group. Winter Orb, where each player can only untap 1 land.
Right, okay, yeah, that one's dumb.
Then it's Static Orb, where players can only untap 2 things during their untap. So all
it's
3
also
of those
same thing, basically, yeah.
are like you can only untap 0 to 1 or 2 things.
Yeah, that's bad.
Then it's the old Vorinclex, where whenever you tap for mana, you get double. And right. whenever an opponent taps for mana, it doesn't untap during the next untap step. And then 5th is the card we've played the most in our playgroup, is Expropriate, because you get a shit ton of extra turns.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, I haven't played against like any of those cards in like a really long time. So yeah, I didn't have any of them in my mind at all.
and then it's the ones that you would, you know, hate to have played on you, like Armageddon, yeah. Jockal Hops, Devastation, yeah. Obliterate, Ravages of War. All of those are the next ones that destroy all lands.
Yeah, the land destruction cards are just yeah. That's when you just are like, okay, we're done playing this now. Let's go do something else. Mitch's freaking Miosian deck comes to mind with that. Cause
yeah.
It's like, oh, you blew up all your lands. Oh, ho, ho. It's like,
yeah, and then like Thassa's Oracle, Jyn Kataxis, you have no hand size.
But, yeah. Like, okay.
Urza, Dockside, Cyclonic Rift, and then Tabernacle. Yeah.
Oh, God, Tabernacle. Tabernacle's really fucking stupid. There's a reason that car costs like $12,000.
Then Sunder, and then Turgrid, where I built to show you how stupid that deck is. Do you guys remember me playing Turgrid and you had to like 3v1 me to even have a chance? Like,
I do remember that. It was stupid. Like, how is this legal? Like, how is this legal? I mean, honestly, I asked the same question back when Iona used to be legal. It's like, oh yeah, you can't play half your deck, or if you're mono, your whole deck. Oops, unfortunate. Thank God that got banned like way back when, because I remember back in the day that used to get played all the time. It was stupid.
Yeah, so that's all we got for today. You did pretty good on some of them. Some of them you did bad.
I was not so good. Yeah, but I'm honestly surprised, but I guess I don't play against the saltiest cards very much. So
all the data, if people want to look up some of that stuff for themselves, is on EDH Rec. Which, if you don't use that website, I suggest it. It has a lot of stats. Yep. It comes to deck building, I usually have that and Scryfall up, and I pick the ones that I personally like. I try to put in some flavorful cards that are just me too, because otherwise every deck becomes samey. But
yeah, it just gets boring at that point.
Yeah, and I disagree with a lot of people's opinions on cards. So
yeah,
sometimes when I was building Korvold, there was like some things that I'm like, okay, yeah, but it doesn't really synergize, so I'm just not gonna play that.
Or you have like the ones where like, and then we're going to put in this infinite mana combo and this infinite damage combo and this blah, 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 blah. It's like, no, we don't do that. Like, that's
I don't need to do that.
It's like, oh, who's going to get their combo first? Oh, I guess you did. You win now. So it's like, yeah, okay. Like, we like to have fun when we play Commander, not just be the who's the first one to win on turn like three. Like, okay.
Right. Yeah, so if you're not subbed to our YouTube channel, please do so. We put a spoiler on there. We're gonna of the intro video that was made.
Yeah, it looks sick, by the way.
We're trying to get done.
We will hopefully set aside some time to do that. Once life becomes a little less crazy, it would be nice.
All right, well, until next time, folks. Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next time. Thanks a lot for tuning in.